SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Residents in southern Israel have started to return following the October 7th assault by Hamas terrorists.
The kibbutz was one of more than 20 towns and villages that was attacked on October the 7th by Hamas. Before the attack, the kibbutz was a modest, prosperous place with a school, a synagogue, and a population of more than 700. Former resident Ayelet Katzer selects items from her garden to take to the grave of her husband.
I came here to pick plants for my garden and some things that he liked, like he had a special mug, some of his clothes.
Katzer needed to visit her ruined home, but it's traumatic. I'm Charles Zolodesma.
Six people are dead, 18 more injured after a crash involving a charter bus carrying high school students in Ohio. The Ohio State Highway Patrol said the crash happened Tuesday morning when the bus was rear-ended by a semi east of Columbus. Five vehicles, including the bus, were involved in that chain reaction. A senator challenges the president of the Teamsters to a fight.
Hold it!
Oklahoma's Mark Wayne Mullen has been a frequent critic of union leadership. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien has described Mullen on X, formerly Twitter, as a moron, and Mullen read some of the tweets.
Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time. We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Oh, hold on. Stop it.
That was Committee Chair Bernie Sanders, who yelled at one point.
You know, you're a United States Senator.
Mullen suggested he and O'Brien fight for charity. O'Brien declined, suggesting they meet for coffee instead and work out their differences. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who left the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in the neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who crossed the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan's now preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan, where they face violent persecution for their faith. This is SRN News. Ruston, Louisiana Mayor Ronnie Walker says one of the victims of the Louisiana Tech University stabbings has died. Annie Richardson was one of four women stabbed Monday morning by 23-year-old Tech senior Jacoby Johnson. Ruston Police Chief Steve Rogers confirmed the female victims were 62, 65, 72, and 23 years old. One's an instructor, the other three were taking classes. Johnson was detained minutes after the attack. He'll now face a charge of second-degree murder in addition to charges of attempted murder. Inflation in the United States slowed last month.
It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to cool the consumer price spikes of the past 2 years. The Labor Department reports show that lower gas prices helped cool overall inflation. That gauge was unchanged from September to October, down from the 0.4% jump the previous month.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More details at srnnews.com.